Now, the rest of the story. The Rocky Mountain Training Center. That sounds like a training camp for prize fighters, but it's not. It's for heavyweights. The Rocky Mountain Training Center is otherwise colloquially known as Bobby Christensen's Fat Farm. It's a live-in weight-reducing facility. And there's lots of living out also. The center is located on 80 acres of Colorado plains, laden with crystalline lakes, surrounded by majestic mountains. Breathtaking, visitors call the scenery. But the heavy breathing that you hear around there is not reaction to the scenic splendor. Owner-director Roberta Christensen believes diet and exercise are equally necessary to effective and lasting weight loss. Clients learn quickly that her entire program is aesthetically oriented. It's not a Spartan atmosphere, Bobby explains. Clients are motivated to want to do what's best for them. They are encouraged to swim every day, unless they absolutely hate swimming. Walking is also emphasized. At least four good walks a day are usually prescribed. The clients or patients, as they are sometimes called, are conditioned as athletes. Warm-ups are gradual and cautious. There are no exercises which put stress on the joints, yet the training is vigorous overall. The food served at the center is not the tastiest, yet it's dense with nutrition and highly digestible. Empty calories are the number one enemy to weight reducing, Bobby Christensen says, so those in her care are fed only what their bodies can use. She adds that virtually all of the patients at Rocky Mountain are there because of between meal snacking. That if they kept regular, nutritious meals, nothing else, they would probably never need a facility such as hers. Bobby's assistant, Rex Christopher, is the center's physical and psychological therapist. He says that fat's more than unsightly, it's a tremendous health hazard. Weight loss is particularly critical for young patients, Rex maintains, because fat can ruin their bone structure, can pull muscle right off the bone. Rex is adept at adapting the center's program to individual needs. Some patients could run 15 to 20 miles a day with no problem, while others would collapse at a quarter mile. It's important, then, to discover each patient's capacity to exercise and motivate him accordingly. The alternative, of course, could be a heart attack. Incoming patients vary. Some of them need to lose a few pounds. Others weigh twice what they should. Twice what they should. And there are repeaters. There are those who return to the center heavier than they were on their first visit. And for this reason, Bobby and Rex want their clients to take home with them as many good eating habits and as many good exercise habits as possible, and to continue the regimen once they have left the center and are back home. Bobby suspects that some former patients may just want to come back because they like it at Rocky Mountain. It is a delightful place. And when you think of it, where else on planet Earth could one enjoy such a facility, all meals included, for $450 a month? I don't know whether I mentioned that the Rocky Mountain Training Center was conceived and established with canines in mind. Bobby Christensen's Fat Farm is a reducing ranch for four-legged dogs only. And now you know the rest of the story.